This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Iran rejected a call Tuesday by three European countries demanding it refrain from any retaliatory attacks that could further escalate regional tensions. More from AP correspondent Donna Warder.
In a joint statement issued Monday in which the leaders of France, Germany, and Britain endorsed the latest push by mediators Qatar, Egypt, and the United States to broker an agreement to end the Israel-Hamas war, France, Germany, and Britain also asked Iran and its allies to refrain from any retaliation for the July killing of Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh because it would further escalate regional tensions. But Iran says it considers retaliation against Israel over Haniyeh's death a right and a way to discourage future aggression. Israel hasn't confirmed or denied its role in Haniyeh's killing, but earlier pledged to kill him and other Hamas leaders over the October 7th Hamas attack on southern Israel that sparked the war in Gaza. I'm Donna Warder.
Ukraine said Tuesday it has no interest in holding territory as captured in Russia's Kursk region long term, but in the meantime, it can complicate Moscow's efforts to move more troops to the front lines in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine Foreign Ministry spokesperson Yuri Tiki told reporters in Kyiv that, unlike Russia, Ukraine does not need other people's property. He said Ukraine is not interested in taking the territory of the Kursk region, but they do want to protect the lives of Ukraine's people. Tiki defended Ukraine's actions as absolutely legitimate. He said the sooner Russia agrees to restore a just peace, the sooner the raids by Ukrainian defense forces into Russia will stop. He told reporters, although no peace talks are underway. Tropical storm Ernesto is battering the Northeast Caribbean as it takes aim at Puerto Rico, where officials have closed schools and government agencies. The storm was located about 560 kilometers east-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico, early Tuesday. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office has expressed deep concern Tuesday over what it said was a climate of fear created in Venezuela following the country's disputed presidential elections. The election, which incumbent President Nicolas Maduro and the nation's election commission, with which Maduro is closely aligned, insists he won re-election, while the opposition said it has proof that its candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, won in a landslide. Western and regional nations have refused to acknowledge Maduro's victory. Maduro has met the subsequent protests with an iron fist, and the U.S. reports 25 people have now been killed. At a Geneva news conference Tuesday, High Commissioner for Human Rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said it was especially troubling so many people were being arrested on charges of incitement to hatred or under counterterrorism legislation.
Criminal law must never be used to limit unduly the rights to freedom of expression, peaceful assembly, and association. According to official statements, over 2,400 people have been arrested since the 29th of July.
The European Union Tuesday announced it had deployed equipment and firefighters from across the bloc to help tackle wildfires across Greece and Albania that are threatening the suburbs of the Greek capital. Northern Athens has been scarred by the blazes, fanned by strong winds in recent days, triggering multiple evacuations. Meanwhile, one person was killed in the fires in the Attica region, where authorities are racing to extinguish as much of the blaze as possible before winds were predicted to pick up. Spokesperson for the European Commission, the EU's executive branch, Balázs Ulavre, announced Tuesday the new resources were being sent to help.
The Commission has deployed two firefighting planes from Italy, a helicopter from France, and another helicopter from Serbia. We are also sending in ground forces from five European countries. These include Czechia, France, Italy, Serbia, and Romania.
The spokesman said the new forces will join EU forces already stationed in Greece ahead of the summer fire season. In a conversation with Reuters news agency, 19 Sikh community leaders said they or their organizations have been threatened or targeted with threats and harassment in the U.S. and Canada over the last year. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Reuters spoke to 19 Sikh community leaders who said that they or their organizations have been threatened or harassed in the U.S. or Canada over the past year. Three of them are elected officials in the U.S. The six Reuters spoke to described harassment online, surveillance, doxing, and swatting, or filing a false police report to trigger a law enforcement response. Seven Sikh activists said the FBI or the Royal Canadian Mounted Police have warned them their lives could be in danger, without specifying the source of the threat.
That's Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.